at home. I settle for a rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. Boy, there's a lot of bad bugs going around these days. I've had one. My wife really had a rough one. I think she might even have had COVID a few weeks ago because she rarely gets sick, and this thing hit her for about 2 weeks, and she often talked about it felt like razors in her throat. And of course, it's flu season. There's COVID out there as well. There's all kinds of stuff, as a lot of people I know are aware. You've either had it, somebody in your home has had some kind of a bug, or potentially as we get into the holiday season and more people mixing, you're probably going to get a bit more. That's what we're going to start off the Evan Bray Show with today. Brent Lauchs filling in today because Evan is a little bit under the weather as well. So what exactly are all these bugs that are going around, and what can we be doing to better protect ourselves and our loved ones over the holiday season? We're going to get some information on that from our first guest today, Dr. Simon Kapage. Dr. Kapage is a medical health officer with the Saskatchewan Health Authority. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dr. Kapage.
Good morning, Brent.
So are you seeing a lot of bugs out there these days?
Absolutely. We do have an increase of influenza activity, as you mentioned, in Saskatchewan, which is following the increase in other jurisdictions and countries as well. Besides that, we have an increase, but at a lower rate, for COVID and RSV as well. So definitely we're seeing an increase of flu cases in the community, which is leading to more hospitalizations as well in our hospitals.
With those problems that are out there, the flu and COVID and RSV, when I get sick, do I need to know which one it is, or does it really matter at that point?
In an ideal situation, the answer is yes. However, from the testing results that we're receiving every day, majority of cases that have been tested, they've ended up having influenza or flu that we call. So definitely the predominant virus in the community that is causing serious issues with many people is the flu.
Yeah, and I guess compounding that, if I understand this correctly, the vaccination that we've received, or some of us have received here this fall, isn't really hitting the target as far as the type of influenza?
Well, you know, every year we do planning to get the proper vaccine to match the strain that is on circulation. The issue with the flu virus is that it changes, and this year there is a slight change from what the strain is included in the vaccine. However, still the vaccine is the best tool to get it, and the reason is because the vaccine covers also other strains of the virus, including influenza type B as well. So definitely there might be a mismatch, but this mismatch shouldn't delay any, anyone to receive the flu shots, which helps in reducing the severity of any condition, including for influenza as well.
Sure. Dr. Simon Kapage, our guest, kicking off the Evan Bray Show today, medical health officer, Saskatchewan Health Authority. With the holiday season and more people mixing and traveling and being together and in groups of people coming up really next week in a matter of days, what do you say to somebody then who says, well, I was going to get the flu shot, but it probably won't have its impact until I've already gone through the Christmas season? When I get a flu shot, how soon does it start to do its job?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks, you know. So I know that many of us, you know, are planning to travel and also join holiday season as well. So definitely there is still time to get a flu shot. And the flu shot is safe, is effective, and is accessible in many places, including pharmacies and public health clinics across the province. So definitely getting it is a high priority, and I would recommend to everyone to get it before it gets before we get sick and interrupt the community activities as well.
But our numbers are quite low, aren't they, as far as the number of people who have got their flu shot so far?
Yeah, it's one in five residents in Saskatchewan have received the flu shot. We could do better in that front. Definitely there is a place for improvement. But at this stage, still there is time, you know, for people out there to get the flu shots. They are available as indicated across the province. And also, you know, we have to think about the individual health, but also our family as well as the loved ones, you know, visiting long-term care centers as well. So, you know, if we break that transmission, actually definitely getting the flu shots and following the rest of the, you know, preventive measures would help as well.
Are they severe, the cases that we're seeing? Are we seeing an uptick in the number of people going to hospital with flu?
That's right. I think we have seen a significant number of people that have gotten flu and quite a bit of numbers that will be posted today at the Ministry of Health website that have ended up in the hospital as well. So definitely there have been complications. That's why it's so important to think about getting the flu shot, getting other vaccines as well, including the COVID as well, because we still have virus, COVID virus in the community.
Are people testing for COVID anymore?
Yes, not all the time. And the reason is because less people have gotten sick from COVID, but also we do have, you know, very good vaccines that we have given in the last few years. So the need for testing has been less and less every year and every month. But in some cases, we do test them, especially for elderly, especially if they end up in hospital, as well as long-term care facilities.
Okay.
And speaking of that, we do have an increased number of outbreaks, especially in long-term care centers, as well as private care homes and group homes in the community.
That's tough, isn't it? And especially this time of the year where families are hoping to spend time with loved ones who may be in a long-term care home. If there's a flu outbreak or a COVID outbreak, is there the good possibility then there will be restrictions on visiting?
On case-by-case basis, we do put restrictions in some long-term care facilities when the outbreak is declared. Mm-hmm. And this is only for a short period of time. After the outbreak is declared over, then, you know, the family members can visit their loved ones as usual. We do take extra precaution for these facilities, and the reason is because, you know, a vulnerable group is living there, elderly, you know, our parents or grandparents, you know, so it's very important that the virus from the community doesn't spill in these facilities. Otherwise, the complications are very serious for this group of population.
We know that there's congestion problems in our emergency wards of our hospitals. So what do you say to someone who wonders, well, when should I go to the hospital or when should I take my child to the hospital? How sick is hospital sick?
Yeah, in general, recommendation is to speak to your family physician first. Being seen by a family doctor would be ideal. But if fever, you know, and cough and lung infection continues and no improvement, then I think showing up in hospital would be appropriate. We have to keep in mind that, you know, hospitals manage other illnesses, other disorders, and we want to be mindful and also efficient to use these facilities in a smart way.
Okay. I have a text that's come in from a listener, if you don't mind. A couple of questions he's asking about the RSV shot. He says it cost him $270. Is it worth it, he says? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the RSV vaccine is one of the vaccines for high-risk groups, and definitely there is a value of getting it. We're seeing, you know, especially individuals that have underlying medical conditions, previous COVID infections, or if they have diabetes, lung infections, heart yeah. issues as well, they have complications from RSV infections. So definitely the RSV vaccine would be appropriate generally for groups 75 years of age older, and in some groups that are at higher risk, 60 or 65 years of age as well and above. So definitely getting it is very protective and very helpful.
Is the RSV a one-time or is it an annual?
It is only one time now, but we don't have to mix the RSV for children versus RSV for adults. So the RSV for adults, it's a vaccine, and for children, which is another group that we recommend and provide in hospitals, for example, is more an antibody type. So they are different, but definitely they prevent the this nasty infection along COVID, flu, and other common viruses out there.
Jim is also asking about the Prevnar vaccination. He says it's two shots. He wants to know if it's something he should consider getting.
Absolutely. I can't comment on his specifics. Ideally, it would be that he gives a call to the local public health unit or a family physician clinic just to clarify what conditions might recommend for him to get the Prevnar. But definitely there are certain groups that we strongly recommend, and we have seen time after time pneumococcal infections occurring, and they lead to some serious complications, especially in certain groups.
Certainly. Dr. Simon Kapaj, always a pleasure. I appreciate you giving us some time today. Have you had the flu yet yourself this year?
Absolutely. Yes, I did. And also, actually, you know, I would like to express the opportunity for your show providing us space. Thank you so much. Definitely has been, a long season, and the last few years have been difficult from the COVID-19 pandemic. But we appreciate the cooperation of everybody to keep the community open and making sure that things run smooth.
All right. Thanks for your time. Have a good holiday, and hopefully you dodge all the other bugs that are out there.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
All right. Dr. Simon Kapaj, medical health officer with the Saskatchewan Health Authority. Brent Laux filling in on the Evan Bray Show on this Friday. Happy to be here. Coming up after 10 o'clock, what Evan normally does on a Friday morning after 10 o'clock is bugs and hugs, but he tells me in the spirit of Christmas, no bugs, just hugs and kisses. You'll be able to send in a text or call me after 10 o'clock to send out your radio Christmas card shout out. Maybe to a family member, maybe to a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, or maybe a stranger that's gone out of the way to do something nice for you. That's what it's all about. After 10 this morning, hugs and kisses. And of course, it'll be via text, or we'd love to hear your beautiful voice on the radio. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Brent Laux filling in today. This is the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. How's things going in your small town these days, Saskatchewan? Good morning. It's Brent Laux filling in for Evan Bray. Hopefully, Evan back in the chair here coming up on Monday. He's a little under the weather. If you were listening to him yesterday, he was struggling to get through with the throat. But, you know, that's what happens in wintertime here in Saskatchewan. The flu bugs, the colds, everything out there. And we just keep moving on, right? Got a busy morning on the show coming up after 9 o'clock. The return of PV Mart. Real Ag reporter Amber Bell is going to give us an update on the new look of PV Mart and when a PV Mart may be coming near you soon. That's after 9 here. Zane Hansen, CEO of the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority, is going to check in after 9:30 this morning. Big expansion underway over at Dakota Dunes Casino, south of Saskatoon. They've got an expansion of their casino, but they've also got construction underway on this Nordic Spa that's happening south of Saskatoon. So we'll get the latest from Zane Hansen coming up after 9:30. As I mentioned earlier, on Fridays, the Evan Bray Show, it's normally bugs and hugs after 10 o'clock, but he left me a note saying, Brent, no bugs. In the spirit of Christmas, it's hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses is what we'll kick off after 10 o'clock this morning. If you want to send out look at it as a radio Christmas card or seasonal greeting to someone in your life. It's all positive. It's all good stuff, happy stuff, okay? You'll be able to do that on our text line or give us a call after 10 o'clock with your hugs and kisses here at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Off of our text line here this morning already, I got a text in. Where the heck did it go? Oh, this is from John. And John says, good morning, Brent. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and families. I'm heading out this afternoon and flying to Budapest. Going on a 15-day river cruise to Amsterdam, going to celebrate my 70th birthday in Germany. We'll see how it goes. That sounds like the trip of a lifetime, John. Hope you have safe travels. Every time I see Budapest, I say, Is it Budapest or Budapesh? Merry Christmas, John, and safe travels. The return of PV Mart. We'll get into that coming up after 9 o'clock here this morning. Anything on your mind, you can reach me at 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Brent Laux on the Evan Bray Show. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.